From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. So glad to have you along this morning. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Top of the morning to you, my friends. Yes, indeed. St. Paddy's Day. It's the day we celebrate all Irish folks, right? And the fact that I have red hair. Yes, I kind of get excited about this day. And I just wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, it's interesting because a year ago this time, I was so looking forward to celebrating St. Paddy's Day in Oregon, my hometown, all of that. And, of course, what happened last year, 1 year ago, is everything was shut down right about St. Paddy's Day. And a lot of the local restaurants were like, oh my goodness, we were planning for this great event, and they weren't able to. And so they were figuring out how to give food away and things like that. And we are here, and we have an opportunity to go out to dinner tonight and celebrate a little bit, still in a limited capacity. And we're going to keep our eye on that over the next few weeks. Now, in some way, shape, or form, right here in Salem, the Salem Kaiser schools are in some kind of adapted schools where their kids are interacting in some hybrid fashion with their teachers in person. And so this is something that to celebrate, because here it is, right? Spring break around the corner. And last year, again, they were trying to figure out, well, will we come back? We'll just extend spring break. What are we going to do about the schooling? And of course, it's been an interesting year for teachers, for parents, for everybody, just to try to figure out how to do this thing. And there's some troubling news out of Jervis. I don't know if you had a chance to hear this story, but in Jervis, they're actually putting little monitors, like little necklaces, on kids to monitor them and track them, and if they're too close or not too close. And to me, that's troubling news. There's lots of things that we have to be aware and alerted to. And the most important thing is this. Tomorrow's the deadline for school board applications, and we need good school board folks. We need people who will stand strong for our conservative values in education. And I talked to Suzanne Gallagher a little bit yesterday, and it sounds like people are stepping up and filling out those applications. And if you need assistance and you're thinking, maybe I should run for school board wherever you live, whether it be here in Oregon, maybe you're listening in South Dakota or Arkansas or Texas and all those different areas that we hear, it's so important that we get engaged in the process. And that, of course, this spring is going to be a school board election, and it's important that we get you in those positions so that we can take back our local communities for good conservative family values that guarantee our constitutional rights will be protected. And so that is on the top of my mind today. And it was interesting because I got an email this morning and alerted to there was a school board, some sort of meeting last night online. And it was interesting because there was some discussion. I think it was maybe an hour or two long, and there was some foul language used towards the chair of the Salem Kaiser school board, and it's kind of blowing up on the internet, and it's just unprofessional. It just, again, she gives us a little insight of some of the people that are in these positions and how they're just contentious and not there on behalf. They're there with other agendas, I believe, not on behalf of our children. And I think it's important that we stand strong, that we stand up, and we guard not only for our children. And I know some of you are like, you know, I've raised my children, I'm done being involved in school stuff, you know, but we've got our grandchildren, right? And our nieces and nephews that we got to stand in the gap for. And many of us that are empty nesters like myself now have some time that we can give to some of these projects. So I just encourage people, if you need more information, excuse me, send me an email. I'd love to get you plugged into people who are in the know on where the positions are open yet. And if you have that inkling in your heart to get involved, send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. Lots of things going on in the community calendar. In fact, talking about schools, Parents' Rights in Education, the Safe School Summit is coming up in April, the 23rd and 24th of April. Again, we'll have more details on that here coming soon on how you can get registered. The other thing is they're evaluating at the State House if we should have these masks as a permanent feature. What do you think of that? Should we make masks mandated permanently, even if the risk of COVID goes down? Well, they're discussing that at the State House, and we really need to send our response and let people know that no, the masks need to go away. We don't want to live like this. It's a violation of our constitutional rights. And so they're proposing on May 4th a permanent workplace rule. And so you need to send an email to tech.web@oregon.gov and write Open Oregon, and that that there should be no mandates in the workplace regarding the mask, okay? And tomorrow's show, I'm really excited. We're going to bring on some specialists with the Safe Air Network talking about how we can make our air and our surfaces safe, free of allergens, viruses, all of those kinds of things, and the science behind it. So you want to tune in tomorrow for that show. And then the other thing that the State House is working on, and this is an article from Northwest Observer, and I encourage you, if you have not subscribed to northwestobserver.com yet, I encourage you to do so. You'll get stories in your mailbox, email box. This is higher taxes due to relief funds. And they're talking about Republicans offer a counter to the Democrat plan to tax the PPP loans. And so I'm proud of the House Republicans to try to go after that. I just think it's incredible. Our businesses are trying to survive, and they're getting loans to help their businesses and keep their people employed. And now the Oregon Democrats want to put their hand in the cookie jar and take away when we're already working so hard to try to keep things going and open up things. And so you want to check out that article, and we'll put a link on that on our Facebook page. And then don't forget, we're just getting into the best of the Willamette Valley is kicking off. And so you can nominate your favorite businesses. You can nominate them in several different areas. And if you go to the Best of the Willamette Valley website, you can nominate whether, and I encourage you, I don't know, maybe this year we'll have a category in radio or maybe talk show hosts. How's that? Maybe we should get a nomination there. Hint, hint. Or, you know, if you have your favorite hair salon or favorite restaurant that you want to recommend, your fitness center, all of those things. What a great way to get behind our businesses that have had such an incredible, challenging year. And I'm excited. We're going to talk a little more over the next few weeks about that as well. All right. Whew, lots to talk about this morning. And certainly, as we talked about today being St. Patty's Day, I thought, what kind of fun interview and interaction could we have on a day like today? It's kind of a fun festive day. And I remember in school how everybody had to wear green, because what? If you didn't wear green, you got pinched, right? And now you can't even go within 6 feet of your next person, right? So I think that's kind of out the door. But I thought, how fun would it be to have someone on the air that has a business that inspires and helps us to be creative, that creates community and all of those things. And I was in conversation a couple of weeks ago with Cynthia. She is our sales manager here at KSLM. And she had found out about this wonderful, wonderful thing. And maybe you're familiar with it. I know it was really big when I was in Arkansas and South Dakota. They would have like these paint parties, right, where there'd be canvases and you could paint and you'd see like an illustration of a picture, and everybody would try to paint that same picture, and they would maybe drink a little wine and have just a fun festive time together. And I know there were bridal showers and there were all kinds of fun things. I never had opportunity to attend one of those, and then COVID hit. And I still haven't had an opportunity to attend one of those. And I heard about Sparkle with Markle, which is actually, her name is Markel. And she is here at the show with me today. We're going to talk a little bit about this idea that she has launched during a pandemic of all times. And I'm hoping, and I hope if you're a gentleman listening today, you don't tune out, because there are some facts here that I think are really instrumental, not only for you in what is stirring in you for an idea, but also to be supportive of the women in your life, the daughters in your life, your sisters in your life, to do the things that are on their heart to do and launch. And so, Markel, thank you for being here today. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so happy Cynthia reached out to me. I've been a little nervous, but here I am.
So did I say that right? Sparkle with Markle? Is that kind of your business name?
It is.
So what is it? Talk to us a little bit. Tell us your story.
Well, Sparkle with Markel.
Yes.
I launched in October out of being inspired by my girls to, you know, do something that I'm passionate about, that I'm comes natural. I'm creative. I loved going to paint nights myself, and I would always sit there and think, God, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd love to do this, have friends over or invite family members. And it's just always kind of been on the back of my mind. And so my girls said, Mom, let's do it. So they both have been instrumental in helping me get it going. My youngest helped me launch my website and get my Facebook up and running. And then my older daughter, she's an amazing sped teacher in the Eugene School District, and she's super creative and told me the same thing. Mom, come on, do your paint nights. They're always sending me all these ideas. So not only do I do paint nights or paint days, whatever it is, I am a DIY crafter. So if people send me ideas, if I think I can do it, which I feel like I'm pretty good, most things I can recreate. And I'm like, yeah, we can do that. I have people all the time, oh, we should do this. Okay, let me check it out. And super affordable. I keep it so reasonable so that people can have these times to come together when we've been being pushed apart and craft and create. And what I love is showing everyone that we are all an artist.
Right.
And there's no one way that it should look. You have my sample, but I want to see what you create. Change the colors.
Your interpretation.
Yes,
and make
interpretation.
It personal.
It's so fun. And guys, speaking of guys, I just did a guys paint night a few weeks ago with my husband's team, and they had so much fun. They've already asked me for another one.
I think it's incredible. You know, whenever we can tap into that creative side, that other side of our brain, because so much of us right now in this season that we have been in with the anxiety and the stresses and things, and even being able to work out, that has been a hard one this year because the gyms have been closed down. That anytime we can tap into that creative side, it brings relief in those areas. And my background in sociology and human services, anytime, especially as a foster mom, you can get the kids into their creative space, you know, of making, coloring, doodling, whatever. It pulls them out of, it's like a therapeutic thing. So this is such an awesome opportunity. And I'm curious because here you are, October 2020. So you'd already been 7 months into the what I call the plandemic. You'd already been in it, and you're launching a business during, you know, making a big shift because you're a businesswoman. You have been in business for many years, and this is a huge shift to working for someone else in business to working for yourself in business. What kinds of things were you facing, and what did you deal with?
In the beginning, I don't feel as though I was facing too many obstacles. I had a few local places that brought me in to do a public event that they posted on their Facebook, and anyone can sign up and join. And it was amazing. We didn't paint. We did wreath making, and it was a hit. It filled up within 3 days. It was super awesome. I'm flexible. Well, I don't know if I want to paint. Do you want to make wreaths? And so, yeah, let's do it. And then it slowly, and then a lot of people were booking. They heard about me. All my friends and family were very supportive. They told people. People were calling. I literally set a goal. I want this many bookings in my first 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I accomplished all of those.
Outstanding.
However.
What is your website?
SparkleWithMarkel.biz.
Okay, we'll continue this conversation when we get back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Put a little sparkle in your St. Patty's Day. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. I want to say thanks to all of you that sent me feedback on yesterday's show when we had Laura Loomer on the show. She, of course, is the most canceled woman in America. Of course, they went after her because she was a very effective journalist telling the truth of what's really going on behind the curtain, right, and what's happening. And she ran for Congress in Florida, didn't quite win it, but she's moving on to 2022 and has a book coming out in the fall. You can pre-order that on Amazon, and I have a feeling we're going to have her back on the air soon, and certainly looking at bringing her to Oregon for a special event. So stay tuned for that. Thanks again for sending me your emails and reflecting back on the podcast. Even when I post the podcast up on our website at kslm.news, you can listen to our shows again and make comments as well there. Be sure to share with your friends and family. kslm.news, streaming 24/7. Of course, we're on 1220 AM and 104.3 FM as well on the radio dial, and streaming 24/7 at KSLM News. We're continuing the conversation this morning. I just think it's so incredible. People are, you know, we are created with so many ideas. And I think this last year, I've heard story upon story of people who's like, well, I'm home. My job has changed. My hours have been cut. So I've actually started doing the things that I've always wanted to do, whether it be a hobby or a project or maybe launch a business, home-based business, whether it be writing a book. I've heard all of these kinds of stories, and these are the kinds of people that I've pulled into the studio to talk, because I think it brings light and it stirs up things in each and every one of us. It doesn't matter what our age, where we're at in our seasons of life, if we're a young mom or middle-aged mom or empty nester like me and grandma or grandpa. It doesn't matter where we're at. We're all gifted with abilities and insight and ways to make a difference. And you, my friend, listening right now, you were made to add value to other people's lives. You are valuable, and you have a gift that no one else has. And so I encourage you, and my hope in the show today is to inspire you to do something with that's stirring within you. And I've had the opportunity, Markel, to be a coach, a life coach. And when it wasn't so much as a counseling coach when I was in South Dakota the last few years, when I was in South Dakota and even in Arkansas, it was more about, you have an idea, what's your idea? You know, I have a nonprofit I want to start. Okay, well, I coached them through the birth of that. I helped a gentleman start a jerky company. He had a family history of this wonderful jerky. They went deer hunting, and it made the deer taste better. And so he launched a jerky company. And it takes something sometimes, and you talked about a friend that you have in your life who said, you can do this. And she's still trying to promote you and connect you, right? And I look forward to meeting her because that's what it's all about. People think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. Nope. Coming next to our friends and just being that coach. And you got this. You can do this. Have you thought of this? You know, thinking outside of the box. And many people have spoken into my life. Talk to me about your friend you were telling me off the air that's kind of inspired you and helped you along the way.
Well, if you haven't heard of Sarah Noelle Carpenter, she is a rock star here in Salem. She is amazing. Mm-hmm. She is a go-getter and always like trying to help others, mm-hmm. push them forward. It's like connected. She likes connectedness. Mm-hmm. She's connected to every avenue you could imagine. If you haven't heard of her, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But she has touched me because she will just randomly, you know, wake up one morning and say, hey, Markel, I was thinking about this. What do you think? And I had an aha moment, mm-hmm. because I was like, I love that idea. Her idea was to do Paint for a Cause.
Mm.
So I'm thinking about getting that going. If anyone's interested, starting now, you can book online on Facebook. It just says make a reservation at the top of my page. But what the idea is that you would come together with your workers or mm-hmm. your business or your church or mm-hmm. your friends and family, and we paint, mm-hmm. and the proceeds would go to an organization, nonprofit of your choice. And I'm super excited, and I really hope that I get people to start booking things like that.
I think that's a wonderful way to get us outside of ourselves, in a sense, and look at our community. And certainly with the fires, the Santiam fires, certainly with people contending with cancer, we've had our friends with Kicking Cancer on the show before. You know, all of these nonprofits, United Way, they have they have a need. There's lots of community causes that we could, and it's just a great, great thought, you know, to come together, have fun, and then have it be bigger than who we are. You know, that's
absolutely
incredible. So when you talk about setting this up, let's talk about the practicality of having actually an event.
Okay.
So I can go to your Facebook page and I can put reserve.
Request an appointment at the top of the page.
Okay. And then from there, how do I figure out what the space, like where do we have these things and what's the cost and how do you figure that all out?
The costs are all listed on my website. Mm-hmm. I believe they're also on the Facebook if you click learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super reasonable. Typically, I charge $22 for an 11 by 14 painting. A 16 by 20 is 28. And then also I have a 12 by 16 that I usually charge 25. So the idea would be we can negotiate whether we just donate the entire percent. So if you have 10 people that you can bring together in your business space is where I'm looking, and or we can find a business local that we could go support. Hey, Brewing Coffee Tap House in West Salem, we want to bring in 15 people. We buy food, we buy drinks, we're supporting them.
Yes.
But then we're painting.
People are paying me,
and we cut the check to the nonprofit.
Win-win.
Yes,
it's
and you can choose to do what you want with the painting. We might even donate them to the organization. We might even paint something that is geared toward that outreach.
Oh, and then they could turn around and flip them, right?
Absolutely.
They can do a silent auction,
right?
Or offer them to their larger constituency. Oh, I love it. We're just creating good ideas right now. So what did you do? I'm curious about the guys' night. What did you all paint there? We've got a few seconds left before break.
It was the guys with their wives. So it was fun because it was a come together couples. And they painted birds and trees, and they kind of had to come together. It was so entertaining. What touches me is to see like the little love going on, you know,
trying to
tell husband to do this. And 9 times out of 10, I'll be honest, I feel like the men's almost do a better job. And I think men are shocked.
Yeah.
And are shocked, like, wow, I did that. I did that.
I see this as therapeutic somehow on communication at some larger level, but very simple way. Bring them together to paint and let them work it out, right?
I don't like the word, I can't do this. Yes, you can. I'm going to show you how.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk to you about that when we get back, because I want you to work through something with me.
All right,
on my creative side, okay?
We'll do it.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a wonderful conversation this morning. We need a little sparkle in our lives. What do you think? We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Stepping on my
good morning. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, celebrating a fantastic St. Patty's Day. What are you going to do tonight, my friends? You know, it was several years I had never really, because I was raising my kids, you know, we definitely made sure on the days like today that they would wear their green to school, things like that. But I never really went out, quote unquote. I never really had like a green beer, anything like that until about 5 years ago. And I don't really drink, and I don't drink beer. But it was just the fact that I could, that there's such a thing is kind of funny to me. But certainly a lot of people love the Irish food on St. Patrick's Day, and this day is kind of a fun day. I've got, still at my age, red hair, and so every time I meet people, they're like, oh, are you Irish? And I'm like, yep, I've got Irish blood in me. And my mom's a redhead, and my foster adopted daughter Bree is a redhead. She is so funny because she looks a lot like me, and I didn't give birth to her. Of course, she was birthed in my heart. And so it's fun. We have that three generation of redheads. And my boys, they're blondies, but they have red in their beards. It's really kind of fun. And so, you know, this is kind of a fun day for me. I enjoy it, and I'm excited to bring a little sparkle to your day as we continue to talk about Sparkle with Markel, as she has launched this business during this last year. This has been incredible. And I love your heart, Markel. I love how you just said something that so resonates with me, because years and years ago, when I was a young mom, still in college, I had an opportunity. I was in radio at the time, but I just needed a little extra money. And so I launched my own business with Mary Kay Cosmetics, kind of a side business. And still to this day, I do that, help people with their skincare and all of that. But one of the things that I learned early on, learning from Mary Kay Ash, who is the founder of the company. And by the way, she started the company at the age of 50 with her life savings. Talk about empowering women. Changing lives all over the world through this company model. She had the saying that if you get the dollar sign out of your eyes and look at that person and make them feel important, all the rest will fall into place.
Absolutely.
And you just said, you know, yes, I'd like to get to where I'm at a profit level, but it's not about the money. It's about bringing community, helping people on their creative side. And I see that in you. I see that you see the good in people and you call it out. And I love that. And to use the creative gifts, even painting on a, I mean, how many of you friends listening today, when's the last time you've tried to draw something, paint something, you know, color something, dot something, you know, whatever. When's the last time you've even picked up a colored marker? You know, those kinds of things are really important. And that's why a lot of times you'll see in assisted living homes, elder care, just like in preschool, you know, they create these activities for people to do. And my kids' dad, in fact, my daughter and they worked with adults with disabilities. And when you work with adults with disabilities and they have, and I know there's probably a more proper name that they say now, people with challenges, or there's a lot of different new politically correct statements with that, but they would help them find their creative sides.
Absolutely.
And so, but I just am not, I am, my daughter is extremely creative, very crafty. My mom is very artsy, crafty. I am not. And I'm like, I just don't. I go to these retreats with women and they'd like put the little wreath together. And I'm like, that's not my thing. You know, it's just not my thing. So help me get over myself. What do you say to someone like me? It's like, I'm just not very talented. It wouldn't turn out very well. What would you say to me?
Well, I just had a wreath making night at a friend's house. And I had several guests that were, you need to come help me over here. And I'd be like, well, do you mind if I move this here? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love that. I'm like, see, it looks great. I love what you did over here, but now we got to get something going on over here. And at the end, what makes me the most happy is when people say, oh my gosh, I love my painting. Mm-hmm. I love my wreath. Mm-hmm. If someone's painting and they're frustrated, I say, well, what do you want me to do to help you here? Mm-hmm. And they're like, can we just wash it off? And actually, I have literally washed an entire canvas off, mm-hmm. or I exchanged for a new one. And let's try again. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to look like mine. Right. Matter of fact, I'm going to take mine down now because mm-hmm. everyone's got it going on. And that's what's so fun about doing it with a group. You can mm-hmm. kind of take your break, get a little sip of wine or whatever you're drinking and look around what everyone else is doing and be inspired. It's like we need to inspire each other more and, you know, take some tips from other people. And it's okay if you, hey, I like she did her flower purple. I'm going to paint my flower purple instead of yellow.
Oh, I love it. You know, when I think about gift giving and the things that matter most, have mattered most to me are the things that have been handmade and given to me,
yes.
either from my children or from my family, my good friends, versus just going to the store and buying it and feeling obligated to get something because it's a special event. I want to encourage people to get out of their comfort zone. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and do something. And it's not like I've always been this, like had this block when it comes to being creative. In high school, I actually won awards for drawing and things like that. But it's just that it's been shut down for so long.
Yes.
It's like, and I have this, I want to do it well. I don't want to do it half done. You know, so if I know I can't do it well, so it's a psychology thing. And so if I'm willing to go and do that and learn to be crafty, I think others can be. And I think guys that are listening today, you know, can people encourage their wives or their friends, you know, their sisters or daughters to get involved. The guys can get involved with them too. You could host this with some of your closest friends and have a party. And I think of even some of the Harley guys.
Yes.
Terry works at Harley Davidson. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
To do something there, like have an engine, like everybody draw or paint the engine, you know, and on a canvas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the process. It's the therapy that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the letting loose. Like we're all so wound tight, especially with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've just been wound tight. And I love that some people have been like, you know, I'm going to host it at home. I can have six people here. I'm not supposed to be more than two households. Let's follow the guidelines. And
mm-hmm.
they just bring their family and friends together and have a good time. And I almost every event I've done, there's been men.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the men really are talented and they are the most thankful. I've gotten the biggest tips from the men.
I love it.
Because they're like, you made this so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. This is great. I want to do this again. And that fills me.
And the community that you're creating and all of that, I think is pretty incredible. So you talked to us a little bit. You talked to me off the air here about the Mason Jar Project. What is that?
So the Mason Jar Project, I just kind of came up with that name because it's literally mason jars. I started doing a volunteer service in Bend when we lived there for an organization, a nonprofit called Friends with Flowers. It was really amazing. All donated flowers and jars, and people would come in and create flower jars, and then they would be delivered to hospice patients.
Mm-hmm.
Loved the idea, loved volunteering. we moved, and I started working at Paramount Real Estate Services, and mm-hmm. the owners offered me the opportunity to, hey, come up with something we can do and be out in the community more. And the first thing that popped to my mind was this idea. So I just kind of called it the Mason Jar Project. I gather all the mason jars, I hand paint them, and bring embellishments, flowers, little embellishments for the arrangements. I go to Flower Dango. I have a license. So the owner mm-hmm. there has been very gracious to let me scoop mm-hmm. up whatever season it is. Mm-hmm. The flowers will need based on the budget mm-hmm. of the organization. Mm-hmm. And I bring everything to your space, your mm-hmm. workspace. You bring your coworkers, or if you want to be on off the job mm-hmm. with family and friends, we could do it. And I budget it. It averages about $10 a jar. We arrange these beautiful jars, and we already have set up, and I'm happy to do it for people where I set up with the organization you're mm-hmm. wanting to donate a delivery. And Paramount, we did it, and we came together with some title companies and they arranged them with us, and then we donate them to the Willamette Valley Hospice, and then they get sent out with the nurses to the different mm-hmm. homes of people just to brighten their day.
Oh yeah,
I love it. It's a beautiful project.
Well, and anytime we can add value to our community and brighten someone's day, I think it's so worth it. And there's a project that we did back, and it made me think of this, back in South Dakota around Valentine's Day. And maybe you and I could put our thinking caps together, and it was Be My Valentine's. And they encouraged people to make at home Valentine cards to the yes. seniors and for Meals on Wheels, assisted living, and all of that. And the radio station, everybody brought them to the radio station. And then we had teams of people deliver them to all the different,
wouldn't that, something like that?
Yes. So it gets the creativity juices flowing, and it's personal.
Absolutely.
And all of these. And can you think something of our seniors this year who've been so isolated? Haven't been, you know, they're looking through the window to see, wave at their family. You know, I think something
cheer,
like that could be such
we can
a
paint.
Value. Yes.
I just did a few spring wreaths that I'm actually have listed for sale on my Facebook page. I made these little hats. They were super inexpensive to create. And when I was doing a little live video, I was like, what do you think? We should get together and make these cute little hat arrangements. Mm-hmm. They have flowers on the side and a big bow mm-hmm. and like a butterfly. And we can go donate them to people in assisted living that mm-hmm. don't have family around. And mm-hmm. they literally are sitting there alone.
Right.
And I just thought this would be such a beautiful gift. They can hang on their door. It'd make mm-hmm. them smile. It's the simple things.
It is. And that's really what it's all about. Again, like mm-hmm. I said, we've got to look for ways to give back to our community. And I think hosting an event like this, and I think if we here at KSLM, if we hosted an event and had you come in, wouldn't that be fun? And
it would be exciting.
Our staff and friends, and then kind of have it be a rippling mm-hmm. effect. Maybe whatever we create, we give away. And that's really where it starts. So if you're listening today and you have a business, or maybe it's your Bible study group, or even I thought about this, you know, as we got 4th of July coming around the corner, here it is. I know it's March, April, May, June, July will be here. maybe we could create some things to decorate our homes or our neighborhood around the 4th of July.
I have a great wreath idea.
We could do God Bless America, God
yes.
Bless You, and just a great message, right, in our community about America and the beauty of America, those kinds of things, right? So you can almost plan ahead. You can almost create things seasonally for decor. And
exactly what I do.
Yeah,
I
love it.
I kind of jumped the gun because I'll tell my girls, gosh, I have all these wreaths still. And they're like, Mom, it's just like, let us get over St. Patty's Day hump, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People will. And I jump from one idea to the other because that's how I work.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, wreaths are great. Now I'm working on these moon wreaths that are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I use them all. I collect moss and twigs and whatever out in nature because
I'm
an outdoor walking uh-huh. person. And I've been creating these moon wreaths. And my neighbor, she came over and crafted one because she wanted to gift it to her friend. She goes, she loves God, so what can we do to,
aww.
You know, make this about Jesus for her? And we did it, and it's beautiful. And I'm like, this has kind of been my new little kick because I love it. And
well,
you can check those out on Facebook
so
as well.
So your Facebook page is?
Sparkle with Markel.
Okay, and then you have your website. What is that?
Sparklewithmarkel.biz.
Okay, and so here's the cool thing is that you could take pictures, right, mm-hmm. of these groups, and you could post them and show how, and it just is like this rippling effect that goes on and on and on.
Look at what this company is doing for the community.
Right.
Like, we don't just come here and do our job. We get together outside of our job, and we commingle, and we get to know each other outside of that space, and we did this together, and we're going to give it back.
I love it. I love it. So at your home, you must have like a workshop or something, huh? How does that work? Did you have to get a bigger home?
My husband has been so amazing. He is my, he really probably is my biggest fan. He created a space for me, and then we just expanded it because now we're trying to decide, am I going to get a little she shed in the back? But
oh, I say yes, she shed.
Because I made quite a mess. I was working in my dining room when it was cold because it took too long to warm up the garage, and I was just look at it. My kids are like, Mom, I can't believe you leave this mess. I'm like, I know, right?
So not like you, but it's for a cause, right?
It's always for a cause, and I just like to bless people with the beauty of crafting and creativity, and painting is my, I love painting.
Well, I am excited to learn more about it. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're adding a little sparkle to your day, your St. Patty's Day today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying a wonderful morning, talking about adding sparkle to your St. Patty's Day. Yes, sparkle with Markel, and your kids call it sparkle with Markel, just because it kind of goes that well, but your name is Markel, and I love that name. It's a beautiful name. It fits you well, and I want to say hello to your husband. What's his name?
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Thanks for being so supportive, and I want to also say hello to my mom, who sent me a text message and says, you've always been creative then, and you are now. Thank you, Mom. You are awesome, and one of those fun things that they do on Facebook is all these little meme things, you know, and name tests and games and, you know, where do you, you know, rate and all this fun thing. So someone had done, what is your Irish nickname? And my Irish nickname is Sparkles O'Rainbow.
I love it.
Sparkles O'Rainbow.
Hey, I have a Sparkles thing. Can I interject?
Go
so
ahead.
I went to deliver... I did Valentine's candy arrangements for Valentine's and Valentine baskets for people who special ordered baskets for their loved ones. That was amazingly fun. I went out in Jervis to make a delivery on this farmhouse, and I pull up and knock on the door, and I hand the woman the candy jars that she had ordered for her kids, and up runs this adorable, like, labradoodle. She was so fun, and then I heard the woman tell her to get out, and her name was Sparkle.
Oh!
I was like, this was meant to be. Oh my gosh, dog's name was Sparkle.
Sparkle, what a great...
That is crazy.
It was Sparkle, not Sparky. It was Sparkle,
It was
huh?
Sparkle.
Oh,
I was like, okay, that was a God thing.
That's pretty cool. So people, what's neat is if people are just like, nope, I'm not creative, I can't do it, but I like the idea of adding value to someone's life, and they want you to build the project or the Valentine's candy gifts, or the coming up, we've got Easter right around the corner, and then we've got 4th of July, and so, you know, thinking of decorative type things in the future, they can get a hold of you. They can go on your Facebook page and go on your website. They can get a hold of you, and you'll gladly create something and deliver it as well, right?
Absolutely. If you're a Pinterest or an Etsy searcher, and you look at something, you're like, oh, I want to make that, I guarantee you, you're going to pay half of what they're showing. You send me any idea, I really feel like I have the ability and the diversity to make it happen for
one
you.
One of the best fundraisers we did for the pregnancy center that I had, that I got the chance to run, was a silent auction. But what we had done is we created activities. We created, like, we did a chest of kids' dress-up clothes, and we did baskets of activity-type stuff. And that's exactly what we did. We got the ideas from Pinterest or Etsy, and then we created them ourselves, and we created interactive ideas and trips and things that people could do to create community. And it was very valuable. Rather than just have an item that was auctioned off, it was things to do with your family, with your coworkers, your neighbors, like a barbecuing set, but you had to like marinate in all of that, you know? So that's what it reminds me. You're talking about ways that you can add value, you can put things together, and again, make it personal, not just a gift certificate, right? Although I bet you offer those, right?
To classes and things. I usually gift my host a free paint night at any open event. Mm-hmm. Or I can switch it up. If I'm doing a wreath making class somewhere local, they can come join us for, they get a little free ticket, which you'll be getting a few today yourself.
Yay. And so do you have an open event plan where people can come and reserve? Do you have anything like that on your horizon?
They're usually posted on Facebook when I have restaurants or coffee houses or brew tap houses or whatever, as we're starting to open back up.
Yay, finally.
I'm hoping to see that happen more often. And what I love about that is I meet people I've never met before and being able to inspire them. And it's just a trickle effect. I feel like I've become friends with some of these people I never met before just from one event.
I know the feeling.
I love it.
So maybe what we need to do, friends, is we'll create a listener event and we'll create something based here at KSLM and we'll create the place and we'll invite our listeners to come and we can all sparkle and paint and do fun things together. And then it'll kind of be a rippling effect from there. How does that sound?
I love it.
All right. Again, what's your website?
SparkleWMarkel.biz. And then Sparkle with Markel on Facebook and Sparkle with Markel at Insta.
And is there a business phone number too? Because some of my folks are like, I don't really do the online thing. If you have a business
email,
number, you can
email. Sparkle with Markel at gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'm happy to give away my phone number.
Okay.
And are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
All right. It's 541-225-7902.
Do you have a story of the inspiring story of someone that that stands out in your mind that you worked with on a creative project that maybe they were just a little insecure, not sure that they could do it, and they were so thrilled that they did it, and what the outcome was? Can you share that with me?
I do. Actually, I have a friend I used to work with that was interested in the paint night, but she was just like, I can't do this, and I just don't know. I want to support you, but I'm just not into it. So I had her come individually to my house, and we painted a Christmas snowman. It came out so amazing. She was so prideful, and she literally hung it in her living room with her Christmas decorations. She was so happy, and then she booked paint night.
I love it.
And brought like 10 of her friends together, and I kind of let people paint some different things if they don't want what the theme that was chosen. I like no more than two themes, because it's hard to kind of coach and direct everyone. But her group, you know, everyone got to pick something different. So that was a little crazy, but it was fun because, you know, some people want to go, but I'm not sure I like that one, you know.
What's the most popular thing people paint? What do you usually have them start with?
The most popular during the holidays was everyone chose something different, but the snowman, and we would do different things, different beanie or hat or a different scarf. Or I just let people go pick. I say, go find something online and send it to me. I'll let you know whether we can make it happen. And or they say, oh, I have no idea. So I ask if it's for someone, what are you into? What do you like? What do you love? And they tell me, and then I search, and then I send them options.
I love
what about
it.
This? What about this? And sometimes I change it up. I always do one myself first so that I know how to coach and direct everyone. And that's where I love it. That's my therapy.
It's like a gift because you know you're learning something that means
something
to somebody
else. I turn on my worship music. I grab my tea or coffee, and I get to paint. And I just tell people, oh, I loved showing up to the office today.
Oh, yes. And everybody's like, oh, I want her life, right?
Yes. I'm so happy.
How about ocean scenes and things like that, like out nature and
I have
like
an event coming up I'm super excited about on the 26th of March. And the gal, she sent me something, and I was just like, well, that looks a little difficult. Please keep in mind, are your guests creative? Like, do they have, you know, because that's kind of a hard one. So she's like, okay, yeah, maybe not. So what do you love? She's like, well, something outdoors. So I sent her some moon overlooking the water at night with these beautiful pine trees coming in and willows. And she's like, yes, let's do that. So we're going to do it.
Oh, that's exciting. You know, for me, a lot of times I've joked my creativity is so lacking. I need to raise the bar in that. It's like wide lines and big crayons. That's my world. And you're inspiring me to get after it again and start doing some more in this area. And I'm so thankful that
can I interject? Mm-hmm, that's what I've been loving the most is that someone hired me to come in to their home and we did an event. And then a week later, I get pictures and a text. Look what I did with my kids. You inspired us. And I'm like, yes, that's what my goal is. Inspire people to be creative, to relax. Like, grab a cup of coffee and paint.
Yes.
Put on some music and relax.
We can do this, friends. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us this morning, inspiring us, inspiring me. We're going to make our world brighter and better by adding a little sparkle to it, won't we?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you
so much. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this St. Paddy's Day, my friends. Hope you enjoyed a little sparkle with Markel and myself this morning. Have a wonderful St. Paddy's Day. Stay safe, friends. And remember, God bless you and God bless the USA.
Next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.